Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy from Seller SEO. And on today's quick tip episode, I am going to go over what to do if your PPC costs are too high. Now, specifically, if your cost per click is too high. So say you're in a ultra competitive niche, for example, maybe like jewelry or cell phone accessories or, paying a lot of money for every click that you have to pay for. So, Just some of the things that I want to go over. First of all, while you're sourcing your products, this is definitely, I've talked about this before, about creating a fake campaign and then putting in the keywords that you plan on targeting once you actually have that product. That'll give you a really good idea on the bid ranges. So that's definitely something that you want to think about before you even source your product. Now, if you've already sourced the product and you have it currently in stock at Amazon and you're having a really hard time, getting clicks or seeing any profit from those clicks because your, cost per click is so high. A couple of things that you're going to want to do instead of that. One of the things would be offsite traffic. Actually all the things you're going to want to do are offsite traffic, but specifically, some of the things you're going to want to do are, Facebook ads, specifically, Messenger ads seem to work fairly well, or video ads, definitely something to think about. Also Google, Google search, Google cost per click. That's definitely something to also, look into. If either of those sources are, if the costs there are also, too high, then, I would say your best bang for your buck is probably going to be to go to micro influencers. So in other words, paying somebody $10, $20, whatever to, do an unboxing of your product, like on a YouTube channel, something like that. That can vary in costs, but generally it's fairly effective, especially if you find an influencer that, is very, tightly, associated with your niche. When you think about that is, if you get one, micro influencer, it might not, do too well, but if you get, maybe 20, 30, 50, whatever, that can really compound. And, the other cool thing about that is, you can actually, because you're backlinking now to your Amazon product, you can actually get, better results in Google or organic ranking, which will also drive more customers and more eyeballs to your product. Now, if all of those things don't work, then it's time to start, testing more on Amazon. So, if you're on Amazon and you're not, you're not getting clicks, or your clicks are like $5. That's when you have to start looking at maybe other uses or other categories or other related categories to your product, and then start targeting with things like, the headline search ads, sponsored brands, and then also, sponsored products, not sponsored products, but the product page targeting. So in other words, using ASINs that appear in your search term reports or, things like that, where you're actually targeting competitors' product pages. The other cool thing, a lot of people don't think about is to use related topics. So say for example, I always like to use like the water bottle example, you sell a water bottle or, keychain, something like that. Most people will go after, other products that sell water bottles, but what you need to think about is maybe looking at other product pages, things like, maybe fitness, because when people go to the gym, they're bringing their water bottle with them, something to think about, maybe cycling. So in other words, when you do your targeting, especially for those product product page ads, definitely something to think about going to you know, those product pages and going to related products. So in other words, it wouldn't be something that's directly a competitor of yours, but something that could be an accessory or something that would work with your product. A lot of times we've seen some really good success with doing that. Saeed says, headline search, even expensive keywords, $8 to $10 for main keywords, long tails are $4 to $6 average. Yep, so yeah, like I talked about a little bit earlier, definitely want to go the offsite traffic route if the cost per click on Amazon itself is too expensive. Yeah, I talked about all the different ways there. Now on those related products, the other thing that you can do that works fairly well too is go to your product page and look for the you know, also bought with. That's usually an accessory, but then you can look at that category as well. So, you know, like for example, again, we were saying, like, you know, if you're selling a water bottle and you see, like, a, you know, it's frequently bought with, and it's like a you know, like a mount for a bicycle to hold a water bottle, then you might want to go in and start looking at all the mounts for water bottles and start advertising on those pages as well, because that category might not be nearly as saturated as your category, which water bottle would be a very saturated category, and probably you know, a mount on a bike for a water bottle is probably not super saturated. So just be really creative in your targeting, and that's how you can get past, you know, having these really expensive cost per clicks on categories that are extremely competitive. All right, guys, that's about it for that. You know, we go a lot more into detail on all this stuff on our normal seller roundtables. You know, we do that tomorrow and every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Remember to join us live there. If you guys have any more questions, drop them in the comments. If not, we will see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. And if you haven't yet subscribed on the various podcast channels, we'd really appreciate it. We've seen some really fast growth and acceleration on our podcast, and we really appreciate you guys all tuning in for that. We're excited because we think that, you know, we're going to try to keep giving as much value as we can. You know, a lot of people, giving a lot of these tips and tricks and things like that are charging, you know, people a lot of money on courses and things like that. We're trying to just give you, a lot of this information for free and really, you know, help you guys take it to the next level. All right, guys, thank you so much, and, happy Monday, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on, Seller Roundtable Live, and, take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.